Hey there, this is your old buddy Tom, the Toonami Operations Module. Settle in, it's about to get good. Toonami's back, bitches.
Took you long enough. This has been an experience we will never forget.
This ain't no time to go all mushy.
Don't lecture me, I've waited long enough.
As I gaze upon the beautiful abyss of outer space, I can't help but reminisce on how we held onto our faith. Gold is how we stayed till the day that time would say that Toonami's back, bitches. Pardon my francais. Now every week the absolution blasts off while the masses watch as an old familiar mascot by the name of Tom takes a seat and kicks the broadcast off, making major moves like a triple cut backdrop. I still remember watching Nebion doing damage and thinking, damn, is Goku ever gonna reach Namek? Obviously I got a lot of love for the classics. The speed at which I used to run home to watch was the fastest. Absolution moving, flying through the galaxy. Toonami's back, the slap in the face to those who doubted it. Remain Toonami faithful till the day that I am gray and old, and like a Super Saiyan's glow, I will always stay gold.
This is Nerdcore Absolution. Come to peace with your inner nerd, and after you can stay gold like T.O.M. Chilling out the galaxy and we know him. Putting tunes up that'll keep you up. Glued to the screen like you do too much. The galaxy is ours, the sun and the stars. Toonami's on and chilling hard.
Watching closely from a perch among the stars as viewers await the moment when the spirit bomb can charge. Hito Yui self-detonates.
Hey there, my Toonami generation, and welcome to episode 6 of Tom's Toonami D&D. On this episode, the heat is on. The heat is on. Because I have no air conditioning going on in this episode. At the height of the dogs of August summer heat, and I had with this small little fan. So we weren't exactly the happiest bunch in this episode. The heat is on, also explains a lot of stuff that's going on, as we have Waspinator, DM armor, and tons of other things that the players call bull on going on in this episode. And for me, the DM, as well as, you know, it's one of those things like, it's got 2 health points left, just hit it with a rock already! Hence why this epic episode clocks in at just a little over 2 hours. So you might want to listen to this one in parts, folks, just to warn you. You know, right now, we are on actually hiatus. I do have one more episode in the can that I can put out. After that, what may be happening towards the future is I have maybe a soul sort of flashback adventure that I may be doing with a member of our group who you'll be meeting next episode in show. And because our members are busy, you know, with school starting and with working at things like Fright Night at Six Flags, so we're kind of all mixed up all together. So, right now we're on hiatus, but as soon as everybody's schedule's free up, we'll be back recording new episodes. But like I said, I have one more episode in the can, and I have some more episodes that I can record. Some singular flashbacks that will widen the story, or at least give you more info on show's character. So look for that in the future. And with that being said, it's time, folks, for us to get back into our adventure as we join our players on the Beast Corps planet as they face Waspinator. Generation, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Tom's Toonami D&D, and you shut the hell up.
Magica.
In our pants.
So we are back, ladies and gentlemen, the last time we left you.
On Dragon Ball Z.
That's the exact joke I was going for, so... You're safe! Mr. Inducer of my panel.
Same bad time, same bad chuckle.
So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, last time on Tom's Toonami D&D when we left you, our boys ran into Waspinator as they found out they are on the Beast Wars planet. As we said, usually you'll have people come in and out. Nick not gonna be with her tonight, but again, returning once again.
Otaku J.
Otaku J.
Witter? Is that what you said? Witter?
Yeah. Witter.
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 Witter. Witter.
Triggered.
Triggered.
Is that what they were calling themselves at the Anime Next?
I think so.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
No, but Trigger was.
They triggered the
Yes. Called Kill a Kill.
Oh. Oh.
That escalated. But that's none of my business.
So we are back, and we're going to get right back into it. So, guys. When we left.
Oh, baby.
So, DM.
DM talking. That means you stay quiet.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Oh, what's this?
It's more like a suggestion.
This is called a D12. I wonder how much damage I can do to your character with this.
Between 1 and 12.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I wonder what would happen if I rolled it like 4 times.
1 and 12, 4 times.
You would get between 1... and 48.
So
engineers,
scratch that. 4 and 48. Thanks for the correction.
There's yes, no zero.
Our
on
training,
this
our training.
All right. Anyway.
So you guys are there. It's again. Do you want to reintroduce your characters once again? Your characters' names that are for the listeners.
I'm Kayomi.
Don't give me that.
If you can't see his face, it's
never.
Interesting thing.
Okay, so we have. So, Tam is playing Neva, a sorcerer.
I'm playing Kayomi, a gunslinger.
Dekret, a monk.
By the way, he's only doing this because he forgot our names.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
You forgot my name!
Now, what is your name?
You did not do me. I said Talon.
Mike should have stolen because he forgot his own character's name.
Yeah. In front of me. How would I do that?
It's Talon. I do know.
Yes, my mission name
original
is Talon.
Character,
yes.
Do not steal.
Talon. So,
darkness on the other.
You're Talon, and
my
you are
name
a.
Is Talon. Elf.
You and what are you?
Ninja.
A potato!
Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go ninja, go ninja, go! Go, go,
and
go!
All
leave
the,
it!
And then all of a sudden, Kevin Nash comes out and tears his quad.
Ice, baby.
Oh my god. So, you guys have ran in, again, of course, Nick's character, Torok. See, I do name.
Does he hunt dinosaurs?
Yes. we
so he's Chris Pratt.
Yes. Nate, you hear that? You are Chris Pratt. That means you have a very sexy wife to go home to. So why are you spending time with us?
Because he's also Canadian.
And if I'm correct, he's babysitting, so he's not spending time with a sexy wife. It's just annoying kids.
And now
I know that life.
He's going to kill you.
I know that life.
Anyway, so you guys ran into Waspinator, and Waspinator was very happy to bring me newcomer to Megatron.
What?
Exactly.
What?
Wait, yeah, all I knew was Waspinator and Megatron.
Because in Beast Wars.
Yeah, I know. We ran into Waspinator, but. Nothing happened after that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's getting
If you will be quiet, I will get to that.
Shut up, dudes!
So, thank you. So, Waspinator, Waspinator's there buzzing, and all of a sudden, Torok goes,
oh, it is the great God! The God has appeared before us!
We must run! My friends, run! I will hold him off with my great cheer! And he looks up to the guy and goes,
now I know why my character is not here.
And all of a sudden, a light comes down from the sky and envelops Turok.
Okay.
And you see him very much like on, say, Star Trek.
Star Trek?
Yeah, Star Trek.
Star Trek.
I'm not a Trekkie.
Trekkers are hating you now.
I don't give a fuck.
You've been Trekked.
I don't give a fuck.
You've been trolled by the Trekkers.
Yeah. So, you know, when they course transport, how they go.
He got beamed up.
Beamed up. Yes.
He got beeped.
So he beams up. And there's something in his place.
He beams up.
And in his place is...
The Great.
You are no longer great. You are the Great.
He's a great.
He's got riches inside.
So again, for those who maybe joined us on the second episode or third and fourth episode officially, that basically the second session, and didn't meet your character before, please subscribe.
Then just go watch episode one.
We refer my description to episode one.
Those don't want to go back.
For those.
But they still because it's plot relevant.
Okay.
I know.
Progression.
Okay. The crate is a medium build, long hair, wearing a trench coat. Trench coat and jeans, a black t-shirt with a probably a slogan at the moment that says "Live Free or Die." chains on his pants, and soft combat boots.
You have been beamed again. So you described your character.
Yes.
Okay, so you've been beamed down, and in front of you is a giant wasp that said seemed like it's made out of metal.
Yeah,
behind this, you yeah, is this, these three fools.
Yeah, this.
Oh, hey, it's that one.
So,
hey, you look this up. Guy.
Yeah, this day just keeps getting.
You better run.
Better and better.
Hey, you're back.
Start running.
Well, here's the thing. So, in this light coming down, something actually hit Waspinator. And he's now. Has electricity going all around him. Like, what happened to Waspinator? This always happens to Waspinator. It looks like he has been damaged by the transporter beam? Yeah. The transporting beam. So what do you do?
Slowly back away.
Wait, he's damaged?
I just see a giant, he got
some type of damage.
Giant metal wasp in front of me. I'm not sure whether this thing is friend or foe. Though I can assume foe, but at the same time, I'm not as.
So, this is when I do a little trick. It's called I vanish.
No.
Does anybody want to try to figure out if he's damaged or not?
Like, there's more electricity. Let's give him more electricity.
Oh.
I open up a spell tube. Concentration. How does concentration work, Korn? Wait, we're not in combat. I don't need to do
anything. Go ahead. Yeah. You're not in combat.
That is.
What's shooting damage? 1d4?
Melee touch attack.
1d2.
1d2?
Plus strength.
Not much. The damage for shurikens aren't really the most damage. They're more for destruction and poisoning.
His touch AC?
Yes.
Okay, that hits. So you guys are going into battle?
No, it's just me. I'm just trying to see doing things, Mike. So, 3d6.
Hold on, just a second while I get something
up. My weapon is a lightning rod.
6, 9, 10 electricity damage.
10 electricity damage.
Wait, he's wearing metal armor. That's a plus 3 as well, so 13 damage.
So, plus 3 the hit.
On attack, oh, no, on attack, Jose, okay.
She used my weapon.
So, so 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 electricity damage.
Okay. Would anybody like to like roll perception to see if you can determine...
He's the only engineer.
I'm gonna pull my gun out, and I'm gonna use knowledge engineering on this guy to see how fucked up he is. I got a 24 on knowledge engineering.
So, do you remember the little machine that Tom gave you before? A voice comes out of it. Hey guys, I gave you a little help when I transported the Greyhound. Watchman or something that halved his damage, halved his roll to hit, and that should give you either, it also half the speed, so give you advantage either run or...
So he's prompting us to shoot it in the face.
What the
prompting
fuck?
You either, that you can either fight it or...
What the hell is a Waspinator?
It's this thing. He just told me to shoot it in the face. So I'm going to hold up my arc pistol to its face. Hold on the trigger.
I'm going to lie to it.
Hold on the trigger.
I'm going to lie to it and say that I'm Megatron.
22.
Okay. Against what?
That'd be a
where are you?
I'm bluffing.
You're bluffing.
I am bluffing. I'm going to say
that's
I am Megatron.
Really? That's such an outrageous...
Well, wait, let's go in order. He wanted to shoot it first, so you shoot it first.
Okay. He's what? Is he
They're done? Doing shit.
So are we officially attacking it?
I'm attacking it.
They are. Yeah.
You know what? So.
It's technically social.
So I'm roll. That, I'm going to say this. Roll initiative, everybody.
I was checking you up.
Wait, is he down on the ground?
It's more like a surprise.
Right? I was actually taking you up on your perception roll. I rolled a 22 from.
22?
Yeah.
Okay. But you got the same information as him.
So, I'm going to pull out my arc pistol, hold it to its face. First attack. Does a 13 plus 13 hit its touch.
13 hit its touch?
26 hit its touch. And I'm also burning a point of grit.
Damn.
Okay, just say it one more time. 21 against its touch.
No, 26 against its touch.
Corn, I hit its touch with an 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to hit it.
17 for initiative.
Okay.
That really hit
3
bad.
Plus
it just
that's
like
5.
Dropped.
I hit it for 11. Now the second shot from holding down the trigger.
So that's a 6 for initiative.
That's a 17. That hits.
Actually,
17 plus 11.
Can you bring your
plus
math?
28, right?
Yeah, all this is electric damage, by the way.
Okay.
8, 9, 15 damage.
So total damage is 15?
Okay.
Alright. And I'm going to roll initiative.
I got 22 for initiative.
22, 17.
Yes.
What did you say you rolled, 26?
22.
22, okay.
Still not beating that 30 yet. I rolled first initiative.
Wait.
Come sail away.
Come sail away.
Let's see if there's...
Come sail away. Come sail away.
Okay.
At least it rolled instead of flopping on... whatever. It's not giving me good rolls today.
Okay, I got a 18. So I'm rolling up here.
Hmm. Alright, so initiative. Tim, 26, you said?
22.
22? Mike?
6.
17. 18. 18. Alright. So, we're in this. And you've done damage. So...
Done fucked it up.
Done something. You go first, my friend.
How big is this guy? Large?
Large.
Okay. So, me and Tim are right next to it. Tim, where is you?
Technically speaking, all of us were next to it.
No.
I was in front of it. Yep. You guys were behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just by his description alone.
There we go. That's me. Jay, you want to be the red?
Yeah, I'd be the red.
Okay. Where are you, Mike?
Probably next to Tim.
Here, I got me.
He has a plus 8.
Okay.
Where'd you put me at?
I was right in front of its face. You use shock and grab, so you're right next to it. And then Mike?
Okay. I'm going to 5 foot step back.
Alright.
Herc.
Right.
By the way, what was the spell you used for your spell too?
I had one magic missile.
What?
I had three shocking grasps. I've used two shocking grasps. I have a shocking grasp and a magic missile left.
You realize shocking grasp is a touch spell.
Yeah, well, I was right there.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, by the way, you weren't here. A last session, they got treasure.
Ah.
And one of it was I gave him spell tubes.
Okay.
And they hold one spell that he can use. It doesn't take away from his spell count or anything like that.
And I got an arc pistol.
Question. Can Raven view him at crit?
What?
Is it range touch attack?
Yeah.
I got it.
Was it?
Raven view him at...
That is a range touch.
Yeah, yes. Range touch. So can in crit?
Sweet. Wait. Is it a construct?
Yeah.
Okay, then no, it won't crit.
Is he actually considered construct or something else?
It's a construct.
Actually, from what I'm taking it, saying it's an planar.
Extra planar.
Yeah, extra planar construct.
So that'll crit. Okay,
yep.
Cool.
It's a construct. Wait, it's a construct.
No.
It's an extra planar construct.
Oh, okay, so then we'll crit. Okay.
Yeah.
Construct
being the.
Rain Feedman wouldn't even work. It's necromancy, right? Is it?
Yeah.
Does Rain Feedman. Does it work against construct? Who's at the play?
I don't think so.
Yeah, look up in your freaking spell.
Well, regardless, I don't know what it is, so...
You must succeed on a ranged touch attack to strike a target. Subject takes a penalty to strength equal to 1d6 per... Caster level,
because they're a beast, so technically they are living. They're living
with
creatures.
Itself, apply
so,
penalty.
I'll go with that.
The beast machines, they're living creatures.
I'll go with
they're
that.
They're living machinery.
So, yes, it should work, and you should...
Yeah,
work.
There's no reason why it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm just gonna crit then. Natural 18.
You hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus! Hard strength!
Well, this special battle didn't last long. Thank you, Tim. You're
welcome.
So did the penalty to strength equal to...
So how much damage?
Not damage. He loses 11 strength.
Caster level.
11 strength.
Maximum 1d6 plus 5. Wait a minute, why did you roll 2?
I crit. 1d6, so
it
does,
but it's a construct, you don't crit.
Okay, no. One second, hold on. Okay, first off, it's not a ranged touch attack, it gets a saving throw.
Okay.
Yeah, 40 for half.
40 range, feet. Close, 25 feet.
Yeah, it's
plus.
Not a ranged touch attack. It's just it automatically hits. Takes a 14 save.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
If
so
it makes it 14 save, it takes half.
Have
the effect.
Okay, so I can't.
What do I have to roll?
Roll for save. I did jump the gun.
What is your what level?
That would be a 12.
I'm a third level caster.
I actually.
What's your casting stat?
Charisma.
What's your charisma?
5.
I'm pretty sure that he did not make it.
He didn't make it.
So
actually,
12 wouldn't make it.
What's his fortitude?
Because it's over 15.
What's his fortitude?
His fortitude is a plus 5.
Okay, so that's a 12 plus a...
No. He's over 12 is...
12 total.
12 total, yeah. No, actually, he didn't make it, so...
So he loses to 6 strength. Okay.
Okay. Here's where I'm going to pull some DM shit.
Okay. You don't need to tell us this shit.
Well, you didn't ask.
No, so, you just volunteered.
Okay. So, the electricity that's causing him to roll half rejected the spell.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
DM bullshit.
DM bullshit.
Next.
That's some really hard DM armor.
Because
the only thing I'm good at is casting spells. That's a way of a spell.
He lost 3 strength.
Okay. Just DM to DM. Never penalize players for being smart.
I'm not saying that.
Here's another thing.
If you're going to pull something like that, don't say it out loud.
Yeah.
Keep because, it to yourself.
Because basically...
Because then you piss yeah. off well, your yeah, players.
Here's, I'm going to explain the reason.
It's,
No. Again, you're
you explain,
there's no
you
reason
explain,
to explain.
You can explain the reasoning
afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I'll
so basically, reason. It fires and then electricity goes... Bzzz. No. Okay. Cool.
Exactly. It's... There are ways... I can think of at least five different ways to explain why it didn't happen, but...
Basically, you hit him with a spell.
Next!
Yeah, it's okay. Overload the system.
Next is my turn. Or I should say, Waspinator's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Jay, your character's closest, right?
Yes, my character is closest. Okay. Are we still in the surprise round?
No, we're like in battle.
Okay.
Waspinator feels funny. That's been a year for 20. Ooh, the food. And we'll try to bite what's in front of it.
Okay.
So. 5 plus. Does a 13 hit your AC?
Yep.
Alright. That's it.
Next.
Michael.
Yep. Okay. Who had, wait a minute, who had 17?
I had 18.
You had 18? Okay, 18. Alright.
Back up. I'm going to... My arc pistol has 10 shots in it. Where's my pencil? My arc pistol has 10 shots in it. I've already used 2 shots. Okay. I'm gonna burn my last point of grit. For the first attack, I'm going to hold down the trigger. First attack, it is 3 plus... There's a 16 hit its touch.
Yep.
Okay, 16 hit its touch. 16 hit its touch, yes. And rapid shot. Does a 15 hit its touch? No.
A hit check.
Okay, yeah.
Because its touch is 15.
Okay, first hit. Seven plus six. That'll give me 13 damage for the first hit. First, 13 electric.
Yeah.
Next hit.
There you go.
8, 16, 22 electric damage.
So 13 plus 22.
Mm, and the last hit. 5, 7, 13.
Okay. So hold on.
I dealt 48 damage to him in total.
Alright. Do you do anything else?
That's it.
Alright.
Okay. Well, I return his attack in kind. I spend a point of ki to increase my attack rate.
What are you? Mode? Yeah.
One,
you're not the only one with key.
He got his own keys. That is 5 shots. I have 5 shots left in this thing. 5.
Everything is awesome.
That'd be 12, which I know is a miss.
Key of awesome.
15. And a 11. Did the 15 hit?
Against?
His AC.
15 and 11 did not hit his AC.
Okay.
Right. That all you do?
Yep.
My right. turn?
Yeah.
Reaction. Bluffing.
Well, I thought you were going to try to roll it before... You started, but I...
You didn't give me a chance to.
Yep. Because everybody just like started going into initiative and I couldn't control everybody.
The radio.
I am probably going to fail this so hard.
The radio told me to shoot it.
Nice.
1 second. 1 second.
What's your roll?
A natural 19.
That doesn't mean much of anything.
I know, 21.
Hold up.
What are you looking for?
Read the bluff skill so you know exactly how it works. Because it's a skill that can easily be abused.
Okay.
Not saying much trying to do that.
Okay, so he got a plus 5 or more?
Read the whole skill first. It will tell you everything you need to know whether it's you.
Where is his sense motive skill?
Read the whole.
You want to help me?
It might just be a natural thing. Statistics, skills, flat perception, selfish. Yeah, it's just going to be a flat thing based off his wisdom, which is 13. So it's plus one.
Like, don't
so
read
roll
just,
plus one.
Don't read just the charts, read the entire skill. Because as good as he rolled, it could just mean for nothing. And there's several reasons why.
So he rolls and then I roll, right?
Yes, but one thing you have to, which you read the skill, basically come to the conclusion, it's so outlandish. Is there any reason why he would, even despite how dumb Monsplinator is there any reason he actually has to even believe it? Especially when he's being attacked. It's like somebody... Soon after, boom, I'm Megatron! This is someone who has never met Megatron. Has no idea what he sounds like. I mean, that's...
All I heard was him mention Megatron.
That's like some of those outlandish things that is so ridiculous.
Here's the question then. Okay, so... You know, is it... The chart, and that's all... And I did read it, okay? The chart, though, is basically like, for instance, where it says plus zero, is that... Compared to, like, if we tie?
No, it depends on how the lie is.
How plausible. You can, as a DM, you even have to say, it's like, there's no way he's going to believe that. But then again, we're also talking Wasp here.
Okay.
Yes,
First of all, above everything, I have to roll,
and
right?
Then, okay, yeah.
Right.
Plus one. The difficult plus one. The penalty on it is a base of his sense. The difficulty base is usually always 15.
Or with, okay.
That is a average. Now, the bonus that difficult he has is how implausible that actually is, especially considering why he's being attacked.
So he gets a negative to it?
He will get, that difficulty would be increased.
Well, all I did was roll. I didn't actually say.
Yeah, he
so I have to make a determination about how.
Exactly. I made my roll. Okay. I have to say what I need to say.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay. So
but,
say
yours as you.
So you rolled a 19, and do
no,
I have to?
I roll a 21
roll?
Total.
No, let him say what he said.
Yeah, you as
I roll. I roll it. Okay. So I roll a 21 total.
Yeah.
And I say, I Megatron recommend that you leave and return to base.
Now you as a DM have to decide. Somebody who's never heard Megatron before, how implausible.
I would say it's actually very far-fetched.
Or I will beat your ass.
And then you it's like, then you go...
You say it again, say everything you
said. I, Megatron, recommend that you return to base or I will beat your ass.
But he recommended.
What?
Like,
I hear Megatron, but Megatron never says recommend.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna say it's a negative 10.
Negative 10?
It's telling me
the
it,
okay.
It sounds about right.
Yeah, why is far fetched? He says negative 10. So
yeah.
He got a.
You're
so
talking about someone who's never
like,
heard. What,
that's a lot of bullshit there, yeah. And I can smell it.
Somebody who's never
heard. I
think
I'm being fair with that.
Yeah, that's
you don't need to know. That's
somebody.
So again, but also remember, I'm a beginner.
I know.
So which is part of this. This wonderful podcast is me learning. Okay.
What the hell did he roll?
Five.
A five?
It was a five.
So he believes it.
Five?
Five plus one.
Five plus ten.
No, he got a
no.
Four. Plus one.
Plus one.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay, he said the difficulty. Remember, that penalty then, that implausible, is the bonus that Waspinator gets to disbelieve it.
Either you add it to a penalty for him, or he would need to roll 25, or you add it to his penalty. What was your total?
You got a total of 5.
Total of 5.
I rolled a 4. 15.
No.
Either way.
No. He's...
No, if you rolled a 5, difficulty...
I added a negative 10 to him.
Yes, okay. Not to...
Yeah, so okay. That's why he had an 11. Right. Because okay. You rolled a 21.
Waspinator still right. Believes it.
So Waspinator believes it.
Yes, Waspinator. So what he does is he goes, that Seth and Megatron must be here. Because obviously the electrical discharge that's, while maybe preventing magic from getting to him, it's affecting a lot of his systems. So he's going, Megatron, where are you? And turns around and now his back is facing you.
Okay, that's...
Well, all of you. So when you turn, whatever you have there,
Mark. Top of the order?
Still my turn, because all I did was...
Luffy is a full round after.
It is.
What?
Yeah, skill checks are a full round after. Oh, he gets back 13 health, by the way.
Oh, he does?
Now, if you performed a feign, that would have been different. Feign you could have performed as a move action.
Okay, second round, top of the order. Tim,
he's gonna leave. Let's go.
I tell the sorcerer to kick him in the balls.
Oh, I plan on it.
God, don't.
I made Tim angry.
Do I see robot balls in there?
Unfortunately, it's okay. Not a Michael Bay film.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm not an idiot. I heard what he said. I'm going to prepare a spell for if he turns back around.
Okay.
We could just follow him to figure out where his space is. Just,
That's my turn. The moment he turns back around,
he can say we can follow him to his base as a free move, as a free action. Yeah. But then again, that might disrupt the bluff.
Well, I heard what he said. That's why I'm holding a spell in case he turns around.
So, let's see, how do I do this?
So it's his turn.
Yeah, it's my turn.
He is in full belief at the moment.
Now, okay, so...
Nothing.
It's magic. It's not like diplomatizing.
So if there's an attack that says it has a range up to 20-foot radius burst.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything within 20 feet gets it.
Okay.
I think.
That's how it works. We want to drop it like right here where it hits everybody.
Well, let's say because if he moves here and it launches from here, would it still hit everybody?
No.
Okay.
Wait, so 20, if he moves here?
Yeah, moves there.
He provokes. Actually, you can still hit right here and hit everybody.
Okay. If I move to here, it would still hit a 20-foot burst. Would still
it hit 20-foot burst? Is it a cone or burst radius?
It says burst radius.
It would hit everyone regardless.
Okay. So here's what happens.
If you don't mind me looking, what is it? Yeah, the 20-foot burst focused on him.
Yeah.
Yep, that would hit everybody.
Okay. Alright, so he was like, Waspinator, where is Megatron? Megatron is over there. And he moves 10 feet here. Doesn't turn around completely, but moves there. Does anybody want to take an attack of opportunity?
Yeah, sure. No.
Alright. He releases a static discharge.
Okay.
So once every D4, do you want me to read it for you?
No.
That would be we get a, so those in proximity get a...
20-foot burst raise, to hit, bolt, explode, his wings, cause a discharge, bolt electricity up to a range of 60 feet. The bolt explodes upon reaching the target, creating a 20-foot radius burst that deals 66 points of electric damage for any to everybody, but you have to make a reflex save.
Yep. I'm good at that.
And if you make the reflex save, it's half.
Yep. Unless you have evasion, Mr. Ninja.
And?
Oh, yeah, no, great. Basically,
do you have to roll evasion? Or
yes, with evasion, if they succeed, they take no damage.
Okay, and what do they have to roll to succeed?
It's a reflex save.
Whatever the reflex, okay.
Hey! 22. Hey! 23!
Well, forget it. Ugh. What do you get?
Now, do you have the full evasion, or just...
No, he's level 3. He don't get full evasion yet.
Now, do I roll the damage, or do you guys
roll? You roll the damage.
Okay, hold on, can I borrow a couple of D6s?
Do you see the ninja class?
This is going to f***ing hurt.
150 in the advanced player's guide.
More than that, 20 D4s.
Who's got the advanced player's
guide? Fuck, that's just D4s, and you almost killed me.
I need one more D6.
What's the DC?
15.
I need the advanced player's guide.
Made it.
You made it?
Everyone made it, but
who's got the advanced player?
Actually, you should be in advanced combat. Book I gave you with the gunslinger.
Yes!
Wait, where is it?
So, what did you guys do? You rolled?
Hold on one second.
Yeah. He's looking to see if...
What do you get?
And I guess it's whatever I roll, you take half of that, right?
Yes.
Yep, but me, him, and Jay take half.
No, Jay, you have evasion. You take no damage.
Oh, so you dip. Yeah, you're good.
But you made it, right? So you don't take any?
This is going to suck.
Okay, so just to go around again, what'd you roll?
22. Right? Yeah.
You rolled a what?
22. I rolled... Oh, it's 25. I'm mathing on.
25, what did you roll?
I rolled a natural 19. Plus
natural 19. And Mike, what did you roll?
1 second.
Reflex and will save is what I'm good at. Only because I'm a kitty.
Fort and reflex.
And a dance. And a dance. Yeah. So we can't. We can't. And a dance. And a dance.
11.
Okay. 2, 4, 6. 9, 14, 20 points of damage to Mike. You get nothing, and you guys get 10 points of damage. And which one are your dice?
Bop. And
ow, for when he does it again.
Oh. I got it once. That means in one round?
In one round, he can do it again, yeah.
Okay.
He flies off.
Mm-hmm. Right, he flies right there.
Okay, so he's flying.
Ow.
Yo, bitch. Get out and the way. Get out
he's
the
flying.
Way. Get out the way.
Alright, so it's your turn.
I am gonna, from right there, I'm gonna shoot him right where his nuts would be.
If he's retreating, I'm backing the f*** up. Mm-hmm.
That's a crit.
What?
Can I expand the key to go
ahead? Roll it from the crit.
No.
Come on, man.
It gives an extra loot.
I'm pretty positive I confirm.
Yeah.
A 20, then 11 to confirm crit.
In the initiative order.
Plus all your bonuses.
What does the 11 have to confirm?
The initiative order.
He rolled not 20.
Okay.
He's rolling to confirm the crit against his touch AC.
Against his touch. So his 11, the 11 has...
No, he has a bunch of bonuses that get added on.
Yeah.
What's your total roll? For
24.
To confirm?
Yeah.
I think that confirms.
That hits, yes.
What are you doing?
I critted on him.
Wait, what? He's I'm going to gun him.
5. When you crit, you roll it twice, right?
Yeah, almost this time 3.
But either roll it twice or the DM just says, like, double, just double.
It's just times
damage.
Two or
yeah.
times three.
21 damage off the first
normally
hit.
Normally, we just double the damage.
Yeah, it's times 2.
21 damage?
Yeah, off the first hit.
Well, all right, so...
Double the base damage, not the strength. Well, there's... It's pistol, so they don't have any strength.
Does it double? Does gun with gun training? Does the dex damage double or no?
No, dex damage.
Okay. Double. So what I say? 21. Knock off 6. 15 damage, and the second hit.
It's not 15. It's not 21. It's 15 damage.
15.
7 plus 13. That's 20 minus 2. That would be 18 damage. Not 18 damage. 18 to hit. Sorry.
18 to hit.
Yeah.
For against his touch.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
What number is that?
To 1.
4.
Oh.
You want to keep it or roll it?
I'll keep it. He'll take 10 more electric damage.
Okay. So here's what happened. You shoot. Is it 2 bullets like a shot?
2 bullets like a shot at him.
Okay. You hit it in the ass. And this just launches this motherfucker. Like, thank you, John. I am coming. Look at the game. And he just like is bumping into every rock and goes off in the distance.
Can someone explain to me what the hell is going on?
I don't even know.
Because I was teleported here, I have no idea what exactly our mission is, what exactly the goal is.
Robotic animals.
We found a monkey. The monkey led us here.
Monkey.
But what's the
Nick's
mission?
Nick's a monkey, right?
No.
No, Nick's human.
He's whatever he is.
Oh.
What's the mission?
Tom sent us here to come look for fragments of
something.
Of some ultimate weapon.
Did he give me any sort of debriefing before he teleported me here?
Yes. Remember I told you this before that they were sent to find a fragment of the Absolution.
Of the what?
The fragment of a special treasure of the Absolution.
I'm trapped.
Using this device, I show you the detector. Beep
beep. Beep okay.
Beep. Beep, beep.
I'm gonna roll engineering.
Alright. For what?
The detector to see where the hell this thing is. Beep, beep. If it's in the direction of that monster. Beep, beep. I got a 20. Beep. Same direction?
Nope, opposite direction.
Opposite direction. Okay, guys. We're not going that way, but we have to go that way.
You mean opposite the giant killing wasp?
Yes.
Awesome!
Alright, so you guys... head?
I love bluffing. And by the way, I only had a plus 2.
You know what? So. I love critting.
Yeah.
I promise you there was good reason for me to have to do that. I really promise you.
Tom, in future, to simplify, don't take away from players' roles. You add to the difficulty. Okay. So that would be a 5 plus 10, because it's impossible, so the total would be 15.
You still
the result would still have been the same.
It would still have been the same.
No, but I'm just teaching him the proper...
For the bluff or for his?
For
bluff.
For the bluff. It still would have been the same.
It was still the same outcome, but I'm just showing the correct way.
And then also don't say because DM reasons, say just give me a reason why it wouldn't work.
Yeah, okay.
Now, as far as the thing not affecting a club in, because number one, he is affected by a high-level effect that did the same type of thing.
Yeah.
Which it was pretty much why.
Yeah.
He was already being affected by something.
I don't know that.
Well,
you did, because it got informed on the... You're around him, so you heard Tom.
All I heard was, basically, this is what I heard. It got weakened. I don't exactly know how. I don't know technology.
That's where spellcraft comes
from. Spellcraft.
I probably would not have made that.
You don't...
I also didn't think it was
a
spell.
You don't know until you try.
Yep, after spellcraft would have told you why you failed, in hindsight.
All right. So, you got that, and I think a fun battle in general. And just to let you know, the point of the battle wasn't to defeat Waspinator, it was basically to see if he'll last. Either you could either get him lower his health points, or last three rounds.
Make him bitch up like typical Starscream.
Like typical Waspinator. How long has it been since you watched the show?
He's Starscream.
He's Starscream, come on.
Oh, no. Well,
he becomes Starscream later.
Starscream is still a warrior. Waspinator's a bitch.
Yeah.
Let's just accept that.
Starscream is a bitch.
No,
let's admit it.
Waspinator, no. Starscream is a bitch, but he's a conniving bitch.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
He's a conniving and very cunning bitch. Waspinator is just
a bitch without the cunning.
He's not even a bitch. He is fodder. He is an atypical mook. Patsy, that's it. He is a Patsy.
Patsy!
Patsy.
So, It's telling you to go in this direction. Which direction do you go in?
Obviously the safe one.
Let's go that way.
Doesn't follow that thing.
What the hell is a Megatron?
I don't know. Did he leave any pieces behind?
Nope.
Oh.
It's like, I've heard...
I mean, with the exception of the occasional, like, burnt screw that's like...
Oh, I'm taking some of his burnt screws. Put them in my bag.
All right, so you have 3 burnt screws. So you head off in that direction. And you're walking, and about 3 hours later...
A 3-hour tour.
3-hour tour. You come to a mountain face.
I didn't come, I'm just breathing hard.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, GM, what time of day is it?
It's afternoon.
So we hit a mountain range?
You hit a big mountain face, and right in front of you seems to be entrance to a cave.
I'm going
to
recast my drummer.
All right.
Hey, Mike. Was that, we're traveling and we come to a cave. I bet there's a female Sith in there. Yeah. We avoid the cave.
There is no magic.
Oh my god. Okay. There's only the Force.
Before we walk into there's that only cave, I'm going to pull out my weapon straps. I'm going to put one on the arc pistol and put one on my double barrel pistol. And I'm going to reload my guns.
All right. So there's no magic in the cage.
Okay. Do we go up to full or no?
Not going in the cave.
Wait, full HP?
Before I was teleported down here, was there given any sort of equipment?
You got any of those hot shots left?
Nope.
You what?
You got any hot shots left?
Hot shots?
Yeah. The healing things he gave us. He gave us 3 of them.
Each. You should have some too.
I never wrote those down. I had pure life.
So do we all have hot shots?
Yeah, that's what they are.
He would have given you that, too.
That's what I am!
Alright, yeah.
Yeah, I'll burn one.
I'm gonna use one now. Cure light wounds myself. I heal for 6.
So wait, it's roll plus 1?
Roll plus 1.
I get 9. Bitch, damn it.
Call it a hot shot.
Okay.
1 way for 4. Recasting mage armor. 17 AC. Why is it 6? So I have my 7 spells. I use the mage armor. I have 5.
Okay, how much does one hot shot heal?
It's a D8.
It's
1D8 plus
1. Okay. It's a cure light wounds.
I have 5 spells remaining.
That away from Mike. Well, actually, I don't have to. Roll me engineering.
How dark is the cave?
Dark as balls.
Well, because I have low light vision,
It's dark. It's
15.
But they're... Well, you haven't entered a cave, so you don't know how dark it is. But the entrance...
Like from the outside.
It looks like a normal
cave.
Click
flashlight.
Okay. So what did you roll?
15.
So...
You and your fancy technology.
The scanner's leaping. Making sure you don't say the word penis.
Penis!
It's beeping. You take it out. You look at it. You look at the cave. Look at it. You look at the cave. You look at it.
Bloop.
Fuck me.
Bloop.
It's basically pointing directly into the cave.
Whoa. Guys, we gotta go inside the dark cave.
No, really?
Yep, really. So yeah. There's gonna be a female Sith inside.
Yep,
female Sith. We gotta find her.
Or a Kray Dragon.
Do you have a flashlight?
Yes.
I cast light on the flashlight.
Shining your face.
You can put it on your bird.
Yeah, I could. I have infinite $0 spells. I cast light on my bird. I cast light on your face.
Yeah!
Save and throw.
I let it go.
You can blind somebody like that.
Yeah, I know you can. You think I'm getting.
It's the continuous light. You cast on somebody to blind them. Regular light won't blind them. Thank goodness.
Yeah, prestidigitation. No, I yeah. do I have Ray of Frost. I have light. I have.
You should have all the zero level spells.
That's wizard. With sorcerer, there's a limit.
Oh yeah.
I have jolt. I have light. I have detect magic, and I have.
Jolt's always a good one.
I'm gonna pull a flashlight out of my bag. Gonna get some rope. I cast light on your flashlight. I'm gonna tie my flashlight to my head and turn it on.
You have two lights coming off.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
This cable.
I just tied a flashlight to my head.
Or a flashlight. Well, you basically have the equivalent of the flashlight's engulfed in light, and you have the equivalent of essentially it's a lantern torch. Basically, where you got focus light.
And then his face is casting light. Yeah. And he has a flashlight on his head. And my bird is giving off light. There's a lot of light up in here.
So I can hold two guns.
Shadow was dancing.
Mike, you almost done in there?
Give him birth?
Well, you kind of got no choice because the scanner's pointing in the cave.
Okay, bye.
There's a Sith in there.
So,
I'm not going.
So he's going to sit outside with the T-Rex.
Yeah.
We're going to walk inside.
We have...
I have a bullseye lantern, essentially.
We have the punchy one. We don't need that one.
I'm going to walk inside. Because more loot, less people.
We got two flashlights, but essentially two bullseye lanterns.
Okay, so we'll start now. You guys walk in the cave.
Yep.
All right, so you guys walk in the cave. And as you get in the cave, you see...
Hold on. You got a fucking gun, right?
Two guns.
Two guns? What kind of guns you got?
I got double barrel pistol and my arc pistol.
You don't... Essentially like a solo shotgun?
Something like that.
And an arc pistol. So it's basically like a regular pistol. Give me a pistol.
I give him my second double barrel pistol. Or the one you want.
Give me your arc pistol.
I hand him one.
Duct tape. Lantern the flashlight to the bottom of the arc pistol.
What the hell is this? This is a dead face.
No, I got this. I got a slant on the pistol.
Oh my god.
Doesn't help. That's only an area.
Do it anyway.
So this way you actually have a targeted light in front of you.
Spell it.
Oh my god.
Light just does an area.
I know.
Hold on, lantern.
I'm beating a f*** with.
Oh my god.
Never leave home without duct
tape. And porn. Okay, so we have plenty of that here.
Hey, check out all those.
She has nice
shoes. They all have nice shoes.
No, you know, they have nice plot, Rand. They have nice plot.
What plot are you talking about? They all have lovely hair.
Huge tracts of land.
She has nice furry.
I'm actually surprised he has.
So,
you know what they have? They have good.
Posture.
No, they have good acting.
Potential.
I'm surprised you actually. I'm surprised you.
Wait, what's this?
I'm surprised he actually has three pictures there where they're actually proportionate.
I don't know about.
Anyways, back to the game.
I don't know about that one.
Meanwhile, back to the
two newest ones are actually proportionate.
And it's back to the game.
Back to the actual plot.
Yeah. So you get into the cave, and you see it's like a normal cave. And just throughout, there are pockets of light coming in.
Back on the thing.
There's like little pockets of light here and there.
He's outside.
To me.
Oh, wait, that's you?
Yes.
No. So.
He's outside.
Roll me. I want everybody to roll me a perception check.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm walking like this.
And I do have low light vision, by the way.
Yeah.
So I have three lights going... No, I have two lights going that way.
Low light vision, you can see like it's daylight. Mm.
Oh, 19. And my 18? Other gun 19. Is going to be aimed 19. At the ceiling.
19?
I don't think I see shit. 9.
You see the cracks in the stone.
So, again.
That would be a natural 19 again.
So 19.
With
19.
A 29. 29. All right, you pass it. So, guys, walking along, you don't see anything.
Natural 19 plus 10 to perception.
What's your 10 to perception?
I'm good.
Wisdom. It's based off wisdom.
Gay rate. Yeah, you're a monk, that's right.
So, guys don't see anything. That's why you're just walking in. It's a very beautiful cave. And
did I see anything with the 29?
No. Don't see anything. You're very alert.
We're going to stop for a moment. I'm going to fire a detector. How? I got a reading of 16. How strong is it? Are we close?
No. Okay. But you're getting closer.
Okay.
Hex all right,
magic.
So you guys walk for another, and by the way, in this walk that you just took was about an hour, and you walked about 2 miles. Mm-hmm. So you go for another.
Did that T-Rex pass by yet, or some dangerous predatory creature?
No, not in front of the cave entrance.
Yeah,
I don't know. You guys just left him, so
that's not my fault.
No, we didn't leave him. He stayed behind.
He chose to stay behind. So, Ed, whatever happens to him happens.
Okay,
to him.
What does the area look like? Do we see? What does it look like?
It looks like a cave. There's stalagmites coming down.
Anything on the ground? Like bones or anything?
Nope, there's no bones.
Rock fragments? Markings on the wall?
No markings on the wall.
How dry is it?
It's kind of not dry. It's moist.
Okay, so it's getting precipitation, either through like cold.
Usual caves, shit. Okay? So,
guys. So you said there was light shining through, so there are some holes in
there. There are some holes in there, yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so, you walk for another hour. Roll me perception.
You walk for another hour in the cave.
Mm. Yes.
30 minutes in. Pretty positive.
Do we see any branch offs?
Nope.
If he decides to come down here on the wall, I'm going to put Talon, follow these nuts.
So it's been 2 hours since we got to the cave.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, so roll a perception.
Every now and then I'll stop, dig an arrow into the ground, dig like an X.
11.
11?
I see the crack of my asshole. No,
24. 12. Okay. Make it. Okay, so guys.
Now that Dave proceeded inside, I proceed.
Okay. Roll me in that.
And I vanish.
Yeah. Well, you're an hour in. Okay. Damn it.
Okay.
DM would like to f*** you up. Anyway, so 2 hours in, you're 4 miles in. And you roll and you don't see anything. It's still the same beautiful cave. You're very alert. So,
we're probably traveling at roughly like half movement rate, or at least 20.
Detect magic.
There is no magic.
Okay.
I look at the ground. Are there tracks on the ground?
Do you have any?
Well, it's a very rocky, so it's not like there's not like it's.
No, I mean like our footprints. Are they on the ground?
Yeah, there's no way you can leave a footprint because it's like all rocky.
Oh, okay.
That's
Adrian!
That's not entirely true.
That, yeah.
You can still.
Does anybody have any knowledge in survival?
Oh, I do, actually.
Yeah, you can detect for tracks or even sign. You may not necessarily see footprints, but you may see travel signs like scrapes and...
Yeah. Okay, so I got a 17 for survival. Do I see any tracks or signs of
life? You see that you're leaving some signs.
But do we see anything else like...
Other than ours?
No.
Okay.
Alright. So what do you guys do? Do you continue in the cave? Again, it's pointing deeper into the cave.
Does it give us a range or anything on it?
You're getting closer. You're probably within...
This detector, is
eight
it giving...
You're actually within 8 miles of it now.
Okay.
Oh, shit. You see why I want a car, people?
I wish I had a longer video.
A car in a cave. Yeah, me.
Okay, so
how tight is it? How big is this?
It's big. It's like
we can always make it looser.
It's like it's almost like a mall type of like the middle of a mall.
Jesus.
Now, did we see any sort of anything that while he's tracking anything that looks like maybe vehicle tracks?
No vehicle tracks. No animal tracks.
This is sketchy.
Are we still seeing holes?
There's still holes. It's everything the same.
How high?
How hot?
Or how high?
How high is the roof?
Yeah.
How's God, baby?
Like, let's say you're saying, you mean the roof is about the same. Like, let's say you're on the second level of Quaker Bridge Mall. How high the roof is there?
Okay,
same thing.
So like this, you can drive a car through here.
It's basically
back. Well, it's rocky and there's rocks and everything, so it's not really straight. You need like a 4x4.
How high is the nearest hole? Is what? Are there any crags, like, up on top? Like, if we're going through a cave, are there, like, any rock shelves on the side?
They're really high, but the thing is, all these holes, they're not that big. Like, they're not big enough for maybe he can fit into, or she can fit into it, but the rest of y'all can't.
What do you mean I'm a cat?
But yes, I can. Escape artist.
Anyway, so, do you guys go deeper into the cave?
Well, no, like, how, like, no, literally, how high is one of these holes?
60, 70 feet up.
I'm not going to risk my life climbing up some damn wall to get inside some hole.
No, wait, I'm a cat. Even then, I can land on my feet. That'll still hurt.
And bust your kneecaps.
Anyone bring any climbing gear?
Okay. So, while you guys are discussing this, he shows up.
Hmm?
You show up.
You're late. You missed.
No, I don't walk up to them.
You don't walk up to them?
No.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm still keeping my distance.
Okay, so you're keeping your distance, but you're inside to them, I'm going to say, all right? Or you, I mean,
no,
they are. Let me rephrase that. They are inside of you, is what I meant.
I can see them.
Yeah,
yes.
They can't see you, but you can see them. So that's what I mean. All right. So it's deeper into the cave, so you guys go deeper into the cave.
Yep.
Walk for about an hour with this beautiful sight. You see some crystals, quartz, and red and blue, and all these colors. Roll me a perception.
14, 24, 17, 22.
Okay. All right. Again, still nothing. There's much more quartz and much more like valuable minerals that you see.
You also need to roll a stealth check if you're following us, shadowing us.
Okay. Hmm. No, I'm very far away, and you'd have to be able to see me while I'm visible.
I'm gonna let it go for now.
It's not the sight; it's the hearing. But go ahead.
I can do a stealth too.
You
want to
do a stealth check?
Yeah. It's not the sight thing, it's the hearing.
That's 13.
24.
Does it have to go against them, right?
Yeah.
Our perception. Though. We might hear. We would hear it. We would probably hear something. Like something like maybe a footstep or a drop. It's as far as like things echo at cave, so it's like.
So you guys hear footsteps?
We hear something. We
okay,
might not
so
be
you
able
hear
to...
footsteps. What do you do?
I'm going to listen. I got a 12.
Well, here's the question. What do you do?
Nothing.
You just stand still and...
Remember, you always... Here's the thing. You always think you're being stealthy. Just because we hear it doesn't necessarily mean he did. We heard like a scrape or something.
Well,
like,
the thing is, as soon as I would see you stop... I would stop.
Yeah, if you're far enough, Zach, do you have dark vision? Because if he's far enough to see us, then that means...
Well, the crystals with light.
Crystals have light and they're still...
Yeah, but that's like how well he can see us. If he's just seeing our lights and we're that far off, that's one thing.
But also, you're...
Well, you said, there's light.
There's light and you are kind of lit up. Okay.
That's right, we're like a walking f***ing Michael Bay movie.
Alright,
well,
so...
Well,
it says
piece of that.
No!
give me an engineering roll.
Ten.
It's kind of sketchy. It's still telling you straight ahead, and it tells you you're about 4 miles away.
Okay, 4 miles away.
Just in the same direction. So what do you guys do?
How long have you been walking for? A couple hours?
About 3 hours.
What time is it?
Were we giving any sort of communicators with one another?
No.
Nope.
That's another thing I want to get touchy with.
Well, you can't really
with.
Tell the time. Do any of you have a watch? Okay, it tells you by your time that it is. Well, I meant in character.
Yeah, my character.
It tells you that it is about 3 o'clock.
Afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. In his time.
In my
his
time.
World.
On my world.
I look at mine just for comic relief. What time does my watch say? Because I literally just arrived.
3 a.m.
Yeah. Did you synchronize it to this world's clock?
Nope. I didn't even know this world had a clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, either way, sunlight is still coming through, so.
Yeah.
Coming through where?
There are holes in the roof. I've been saying this the entire time.
Oh, I thought there were holes. That's what the holes were.
They're holes. That's where the sunlight is coming to.
I didn't know there was sunlight.
Yeah, those. I said at the beginning, there are holes where sunlight.
Yes, he's been saying.
I missed it then.
Okay.
It's the cave.
I was like, I can still see you.
It's the cave. The cave is making this go crazy.
Yes, guys. Did you hear that thing from behind us?
Yes. I heard it too.
I would say that was out of character.
Wait, what?
You said because Mike spoke up, right?
No, he's referring to that.
We heard like
when I said was out of character.
Yeah,
that sound doesn't necessarily mean that it came from behind.
Yeah,
because
I heard something. So that's right. Don't know how far, but I heard something.
Yeah,
you're going to hear something coming behind you. Where? How far behind? It's the echo that how far behind is. All right, that's the whole thing.
So it tells you you're about closing in on it. It's 4 miles away. Do you go further?
Yeah.
Alright. Trust me, there's good reason I had to do this. Okay. So about 30 minutes in...
Oh yeah, and no traces, obviously.
You reach a wall.
Tech magic.
There is no magic.
That's wonky. It's a wall?
There's a wall.
Any markings on the wall?
There's no markings. Everybody roll me perception.
Eighteen.
14. 20. He's really not close enough to the wall.
Not close enough?
Okay.
Not really.
I'm not close enough to the wall, so it doesn't matter to me.
Nice. 14.
18. 20.
You hear it first, and it's a hissing sound.
Ha ha! Mage armor. No.
Nice.
And a Tyrannosaurus Rex comes up. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Cosplay.
Whoa. The dicks from Jurassic World mix the Cobra and the T-Rex together.
Now that
good job.
And there's a man on there on him calling himself Chris Pat. Then you hear and it's his sound. And
okay.
Then you start hearing some ting 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 ting.
Very important question. Is that a mechanical hiss?
It's a mechanical hiss.
Shit.
And all of a sudden, out from rocks and from the roof come down mechanical spiders, little mechanical spiders. And from around rocks come some mechanical vipers. And all in all, there's three mechanical spiders, and there's five mechanical vipers.
Which one is the biggest dude?
They're all the same size, pretty much. The mechanical... They're all small constructs.
So you said how many?
Three spiders. And, that are... Let's see. They're about the size of a dog.
No, I'm saying how many.
Wait, behind us
three,
or about
three spiders, five vipers.
No, yeah, but do they land behind us or in front of the door?
Well, you're in front of the wall, so it's behind you. But you've turned around to see them.
Oh, okay. How far behind us?
About 10 feet.
Boop, boop, boop.
And with that, I'd like everybody to roll initiative.
As they land, I use key to boost my speed
20.
And zoom up right behind one and attack it before initiative happens.
Okay, which one would you like to attack? A spider or a viper?
Spider.
Okay.
So what? 5 vipers and 3 spiders?
Yeah.
So you guys see me run up behind one and attack it.
24.
Well, which one do you...
That beat you?
No.
Can we have
shit.
By 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Okay, do you... Can we... Did Brother make the spiders different colors?
No, that's the only small die I have.
Ooh, no.
Hold on.
Here, spiders.
Okay. Hold on. No, well, there's... The 5 vipers are in front.
You said 10 feet, right?
Yeah.
That's why they're 10 feet away.
That's not 10 feet.
And then the spiders are behind them, so
depends
let's say they're...
Depends on how many hit die you give them, just...
Okay, so the spiders are 10 feet.
Yeah.
And the vipers are right in front of them.
Yeah. So do you, I guess you attack a spider since they're in back?
Yes.
Do you want to attack middle, left, or right?
I'm going to attack the middle one.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, that's not going to hit it. Well, actually, it would be sneak attack, wouldn't it?
Yes. Flat-footed.
They are flat-footed.
And you're charging it, right?
Yeah.
+2.
So. So 13.
That hits it right on the dot.
I need to get that more die. Where did I put my dice?
He's coming out. Whoa.
Oh, right here.
He wants the world to know.
So sneak attack would be 2d6 then, right? Hello.
There you go. Where's your weapon damage?
What's up?
Weapon damage.
1d8.
Yeah, you're at that on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That too.
Come on, Mike. Get your head in the game. Yeah!
Alright. So...
I think it's dead.
17... Plus your 23 points of damage.
It's dead. Take it away.
What is your strength?
Whoop. Fuck!
How's that 23 points of damage?
How is it not 23 points of damage?
2 sixes.
17... 12, 17... That's 17. What's your strength?
I have also...
Weapons also +1.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
18.
And I also have... let's see.
You have +5 strength?
Let's see. Warrior Born, Weapon Focus.
Weapon Focus does it add to your damage.
Yeah, but that's add to attack.
Yeah.
Also. Yeah.
Warrior Born, so that's a 19. So strength is +4?
That's a 19. The 18. That's 18. 19. And...
Well,
that's a
base attack bonus...
Your strength.
Just strength?
Yeah. Base attack bonus is not after your damage.
+3 then. So that'd be 6, 5. Yeah, 21. 21. Still count? Still kill it?
What?
21 still kill it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yes, it kills it.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that. Overkill. It just like... Wait, so it goes... Hold on. Since you attacked the spider, actually, and it went below... let me just make sure this works. You want to help me out, Tim? Right, if destroyed or takes damage, it must make it a type of fortitude.
Okay. If
so I have to make a fortitude save, right?
Yes.
How many key can I expend?
DC.
Around. Okay.
Unless I have an ability to save.
Tim, I don't like that sound.
Does this damage also apply to its allies?
Read your read your class description.
Yes, it would.
You have the book.
Yeah, I'm giving it to you right now.
He a boomer?
I just know I'm
kind of
something in that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit!
So I have to make a fortitude save, a reflex save.
You have to make it has to make a fort save. Beating 21. If it fails, that happens. Ha! No, it doesn't. You can't even. It blows up.
Unless I've got Nat 20.
No, not even. You can't auto win saves.
Okay.
It's even if you roll a 20, you don't get any bonuses.
It blows up.
Okay, I can do another one.
Hold on,
I can do one to boost my speed, and then one to do an additional attack.
Can you do two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hang on. One before
to
boost you do
my
that,
speed, and one to
wait.
Before you do anything else,
yeah, but
after the first one dies, something happens.
Yes. Because of how much damage you did to it,
yeah, just for some
Mike, it explodes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, just
that
for
would
some
be a reflex.
Yeah, anything within 10 feet needs a reflex save.
Yeah, just as simplicity, that should be called at the beginning of your round or right before you attack.
Yes,
just for simplicity, it goes for both of us.
Which means nothing makes the reflex because they all have to make what 21.
No, they all have to be. There was a set DC, so it had to make a fort save. It had to be 21. So basically, attempt a fort save. So everything in 10 feet.
Have
you
to
make DC
more than 10 or above, right?
Yes.
Okay, does any of you guys get... Well, actually...
Mike.
No,
Mike, but he has evasion. So he can...
No,
he doesn't
have evasion. Oh, you don't have evasion?
Ninja
doesn't
have evasion.
Oh.
Okay.
Right.
So you
got
to roll a reflex save.
Yeah, it won't be a problem.
It failed last time.
never say that before you roll the die.
11.
Yeah, you're good.
Barely!
The blessing of one.
Okay, so the first one makes it.
Are those spiders?
Makes it. No, these are actually the vipers I'm doing first.
Make it. Fuck you, buddy!
That's on 19, I'll say. Makes it. Doesn't make it. No.
Fuck you, buddy!
Which one are you playing? Number 4. So number 4 takes damage. Number 5. Takes damage. Spider number 1 gets
it. Wait. You're adding in the reflex saves, right?
Yes. I'm doing all of them. Because
okay.
All of them are getting hit. And that one makes it. Okay, so 4 and 5 take... Oh, the reflex is half damage.
Just half damage.
Okay, so 4 and 5 take 6 damage.
It's
six.
A swift action, so you only can do
that's
like in addition. That's the other things it can do, but you can only do one
six,
swift.
No, and the rest take 3.
Spending 1 point from her key pool, a ninja can make an additional attack at her highest attack bonus, but she can only do when making a full attack. In addition, she can spend 1 point to increase her speed by 20 feet. For one round.
Each of these is considered a swift action, and you can
do
a swift
attack. I increased my for the round
3 points
to
damage.
Get closer.
So, no, okay.
It's
and then I'm attacking regularly, not using a key to spend for it.
Spend, okay. Then I'm talking about...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
so
but
I can still spend a key to do an additional
attack.
Yeah,
next round. But you can only do one...
No, it's set in a... Jay, I'm reading it.
I know. So am I.
In addition...
Yes, the additions, like the additional stuff you can do by spending
the key. It's talking about this. Oh my god.
We'll move on. Afterwards, don't worry about it. Go on. Well, send this afterwards.
It says it in the.
You get a second attack.
We'll
yes.
Drag it. We'll drag it.
Okay.
Down,
take
go.
Your second attack.
Just hit another one.
God.
You hit.
Yeah, that's a natural 16.
Okay. On which one are you attacking? Why don't we take out
this
okay,
one?
This one. Okay. Natural 16.
Wait, do damage.
He's probably going to destroy it, which means I'm going to have to make... He's going to have to make a reflex.
7, 8, 9, 10, 12.
You took 3 points of damage, by the way.
12 plus
3.
Okay. This one is taking 15 points of damage. Does that kill it?
Yeah.
15 points of damage? Yes, it does. It's right
and,
on the...
And
it
explodes. That explodes?
Roll another reflex save.
Okay.
You're good.
Yep.
Alright, so everybody has to make another reflex save. But I would take that spider out.
You're dead.
Already dead? Okay.
Are these two dead?
No. They just got 6 points of damage. Number one makes it. Number two makes it. Number three.
Wait, it was here, right?
Yeah.
Five. He's safe. Number five is safe.
Well, the third viper did not make the save.
Fuck you, buddy.
Fourth viper makes it. final spider does not make it. So, four points of damage for three, and so wait, they took three, so four. Hold on.
4 points to three?
4 points to three in spider.
Okay, he's taken seven. Is he good?
Good. Let's see. No, the spider's taking, what, three and four.
He's taking three and four. He's taking 7 points of damage. Is he good?
So, yeah, he's good.
I can do that.
And then it's four, so the others take 2 more points of damage.
Please.
Okay.
Four and five have taken...
is activated as a swift action. You can only perform one swift action around. It's giving you an additional.
I don't.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Jay, it's fine. Let's have fun here. It's okay. Anyway, so 4 and 5 have taken 8 points of damage. All of the others have taken, are 3, and spider, last spider has taken 7 points. And 1 and 2 have taken 5 points of damage.
Okay, 5, 5. He's taking something. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay. So they took an 8, so 10, 5, 17, 6, 11, and then.
Is this one still alive?
He's still alive, too. He's at. Okay. Alright, so. Initiative
25.
24.
Okay.
We're not keeping the same initiative order.
Nine.
Which one? The one from the last combat?
That we rolled at the beginning of this round. We're doing initiative each round? Okay, that'd be a 10 this round. Okay. Actually, I didn't even attack because I rolled a 20.
Yeah, no, we're talking about what you roll at the beginning of the round. That's what I did. Yeah, that's what me and Tim.
No, there was
all right, so, what did you two roll?
25.
24.
Okay, you go first, followed by him.
Trickster will give me the best.
You got a burning hands?
That's what. Well, it's shadow hands, but technically the same thing. I'm trying to figure out where the best place you sit and just launch. I'm thinking here. Because I can hit 5, 10, 15, and then hit all these guys.
Cone. It's an angle. 5, 10, 15. It wouldn't hit him.
Wouldn't it?
It wouldn't. Because remember, it's a cone.
Right.
You'd hit legit 1, 2, 3. Or you can 5 foot right here.
That's what I was thinking of doing.
1, 2, 3. Bam. But you'd also hit Mike.
But that depends.
No, what if I... No?
That's how the cone works.
Oh. Or yeah, I'll step 5 foot step here then. I need reflex saves for all of them.
What do they need to be?
15.
15?
Okay. 16.
Oh, wait, it's your class ability, right?
Yes.
16. First one.
He ate shit.
It's all the Vipers, yeah. Well, it's for the Vipers that need to make it.
Vipers, okay. So Viper 2 does not make it.
Well, no, Viper it's, 3 it's makes it. It's 2 through 4. So boop, 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 boop.
No. So he's good.
Oh, so it's only three of them?
5, 10, 15.
Okay.
Right here.
Okay, so 3 does not make it then.
Okay. What about 4?
2 and 4 made it.
Okay, so they take half damage. Let me sure I'm doing this right. 5, 9 points of damage. Halved is what, 5? 4?
4.
4. So the ones that made it take 4, the ones that didn't take 5. Or take 9.
Does that kill all of them?
Hold on. So, wait a minute. 3 initially had, 7 points of damage?
Yeah. And he just took 9. That's 13. No, 16 total.
Okay. 16 total? Okay. He's still up. Alright. Up barely.
The spiders, the vipers are tougher than the spiders.
That's why they're in the front.
Okay. Michael?
Yep.
Okay, double barrel pistol time.
I feel like deja vu, like I've done this battle before.
I'm going to pump 2 shots into the spider with my double barrel pistol. First attack. 2 Wait, that's a misfire, isn't it?
Is it only on one?
No, it's different for guns. What does a misfire do?
Advanced pistol. Can't see the bookmark. This. We draw a natural one. We draw one.
Two and one. God damn it.
Okay. Just a little bit of luck here.
Did you do a central?
I think my gun just broke.
Okay, you're using an advanced firearm.
Are you using the arc pistol?
Nope.
What pistol are you using?
Double barrel pistol.
Yeah, that's still considered advanced firearm.
He spent way too much time figuring it.
You have, essentially, you broke your gun.
Yep, my gun's broke.
Okay, in case misfire.
But you should have gunsmiths after the battle, or whenever you get time to rest.
Well, my burn condition is several. So normal disadvantages of a weapon's due, and misfire value increases by 4. So your misfire. What is the misfire on your gun? On your what's the misfire on the arc pistol?
Not arc pistol. This is the.
Double barrel shotgun, right?
No, double barrel pistol.
Okay.
The misfire value, I believe, is like 2 or 4.
Okay, so now your misfire value is 6.
Well, he got a 2 and then a 1.
Oh, he fired twice? He got
misfire twice? Yeah, double barrel pistol. I could do 2 attacks apart of 1 attack action. Oh,
dude. You're gone down there.
Pretty much, well, we figured this out. That's the end of your turn, right?
So... That gun is...
Worst case scenario, it explodes.
That gun is busted, right?
That gun is busted for now.
Okay, the only game broken condition. Further misfire does not cause advanced weapons.
At least it wasn't a footlock.
Yeah. Yeah, lucky yours is advanced pistol and it does not explode.
So, that did your turn?
Can it still fire?
No.
No, it's broken.
Okay, so it is broken.
It's the end of your turn?
Yep.
Alright, so now it's all my guys' turns. Viper 1 attacks, who's the 6-sided dice?
If I
call
the
red one or the gray one?
Use it for the second attack.
The red wants the 6, okay. No, I meant the one that has the number 6.
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
So instead of...
Alright, so mechanical two, Viper attacks still, you...
According to combat and Pathfinder.
Okay, so... Attempt to do a bite attack on you. Is there an attack of opportunity?
No, because there's no attack charge. Okay. Delivery, a coup de grace, escape from a net, extinguish.
Woo!
Light a torch.
I'd re-roll that.
You want me to re-roll that?
It was crooked.
It was crooked.
That's my thing. Action. Also, what I recommend.
To be fair, though, I did roll like the reflex saves on that too.
I didn't catch that. So.
Okay. Oh, right.
I would try. I would also purchase a DM screen.
All right, slashing, running, right. Use the skill
that does not out. Hit. Number two also attacks you.
You want to try rolling on the table?
So instead of extending two key points, I only extend one. Yeah. And the first one is a charge.
Yeah, don't say.
That would be a 18 to hit.
Yep.
Alright, so you take 4 points of damage plus poison.
Fort save. You didn't need to spend the key to increase
your movement. Fort save.
I just needed to spend the key to do
it. How do I figure it?
It'll give the DC for poison. Injury D 11 is right there.
11, okay.
Wait. Boom. I'm good. Natural 16.
Out the plan of class.
Okay. Total of 19.
Doing different things with your class. Yep.
Okay, so it doesn't do anything, right? Okay. Alright, so you take Viper 3 moves up one square. Who's the red triangle? Yeah.
Wait, we're by a wall, right?
Yeah, you have a wall behind you, yeah. Good. Alright. So Viper moves up.
5 foot?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
How many people have gone yet? It hasn't
Yeah, I mean,
me and him were like, hey.
I've gone, he's gone. And
He attacked.
Okay.
Then they did like, he attacked twice.
I didn't attack twice.
You threw down two area effects.
I cast a spell.
Yeah, twice.
No, once.
Yeah,
we did once.
It's just it's taking a very long time.
Who's the red diamond?
That's
Jay.
Me.
Okay. So the Viper takes a 5-foot and attacks. Does it attack of opportunity?
No.
No.
Okay.
Only if it is 10.
That would be a 17.
That would be a miss.
That would be a miss. Okay.
By a lot?
No.
Viper
5 moves up.
Right,
5. Okay.
4? 4 or 5? 4?
Actually, it makes 15. Good, 3 squares. And it's on the side of
the good squares.
Okay, so he goes. So number 5.
Okay. Number 5.
Yeah, you got your book.
It's right there.
So he provokes.
Yep. Give you an attack. But right now you're holding your double.
I'm going to pistol whip the shit out of it.
Okay.
Using broken whip.
Oh, he's clubbing it.
Yeah, he's using it as a club. Yeah.
No, these are constructs, bro. Are they?
They're constructs, yes.
Okay.
So you don't crit?
You hit.
I hit.
You hit, okay.
You can crit certain constructs. It's really it comes down to whether the constructs
are six or
something. I hit it for 8 damage. I pistol whip the fuck out of it.
Clunk.
Does he get bitch slapped and die?
He gets bitch slapped but doesn't die and he's still
just
gonna
clunk.
Still gonna attack. For 14.
Nope.
Alright, Viper 4 moves up 1 square.
5 feet.
5 feet and attacks. That's gonna be a miss. And then the arachnid goes and it's pretty pissed that its friends are just been attacked, so it attacks you.
Okay.
With
fireball. Oh, that'd be lovely.
With,
right
it
now.
Attacks with call lightning.
What? An arachnid having
No, it doesn't. I'm making
No,
I'm being serious.
Well, it is a bio it's
biomechanical.
Yeah. Being biomechanical, technically they aren't immune to crit. Not all constructs are immune to crit. If you're talking like golems, yeah, they're immune to crit, but like certain
So it attacks you with plasma torch. It, arm move out, and it's a plasma torch-like thing at you. It's a ranged touch attack. So I have to roll and hit whatever's ranged touch attack
is? You have to roll against touch attack, yes.
That is a critical fail.
Ooh, yay, I like to hear that.
Nat 1.
Nat 1.
My second nat 1 of the day.
That one's sick.
So does it fuck up and burn itself?
No.
Here's how you resolve a critical failure. You roll again. If it misses again, then it is a critical failure. Same.
Oh my god.
Is it a 1?
I rolled another 1!
Boom! Okay, I think it killed itself.
I think it blew
up. It killed itself. And, it, again, when it kills itself, it explodes, so you have to make a reflex save.
5, 10,
Where was it?
Right here. 1, 2, 3, and
what
4 got
get?
Caught.
Natural 18.
Natural 18, okay.
Vipers 2 to 4 got caught.
Okay, I'm not rolling over there anymore. I rolled on my fucking PC where I got a nat 20, motherfucker.
It was, man, it's crooked. Like, it's, let's pop the wrong monkeys.
You know, I've been rolling on it all night. No one else complained until I got a nat 20.
I'm glad about that.
No, because I actually like, saw it. And it looked crooked.
Yeah. Okay, so which ones need to make a...
Vipers 2 to 4 and Mike.
I already made mine.
That makes it. That does not make it.
So they take full damage
it.
Or half damage?
Half.
Two of them
so
did.
Two gets half damage. 3 and 4. 4. So. I'm trying to remember the. 4, 4, 8, 8,
Four is dead. Take four off the table. Three is dead. Two, ten, okay. And that will be the end of the turn. Who rolled higher initiative?
I rolled a 9.
I rolled a 20.
I thought you rolled under 20.
I can't remember now because I ended up re-rolling it because I forgot the first roll. Because that took so damn long.
I'll have you go first.
Alright, now what is in front of me?
A viper.
Number two.
A viper. I'm so tempted to do a Kung Fu thing. grab the viper and use it.
Monk it up, monker.
I'm so tempted to grab the viper and use it as a whip.
Do it!
You beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Until anybody explode. See that Kung Fu Panda 3 is coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, they finally announced it?
Yeah.
Don't care.
January.
Okay. I'm mad because I got two critical ones in a row.
No, but that's funny shit, though. It killed itself.
Post-fonger.
It got a critical one and then another critical one.
Then dealt damage anyway.
You, Tim.
What did I do?
You siphon his luck.
I siphon everybody's luck. Do you want me to roll for you? Maybe I'll roll 20s.
Yeah. But you have a thing. Give me a lucky thing. Okay. Anyway, so go. What are you doing?
I step forward and I spend the key to attack.
Are you going into your character from Joe's campaign's voice?
No. Then I've been talking like this, man.
It's what it sounds like you're going into that.
Me not speaking no island, man. Me not speaking no island with this character.
That's it.
Him name the great man.
I don't worry there, Cherry.
He's not Avon, Cher.
Fuck you.
Smoke weed every day.
Sorry, geezers.
Ew.
Eleven
damage?
No, 11 hit. 11 doesn't hit, but there's the 25 does. Here, actually has pretty good defense.
Time to obliterate this thing.
I mean, this thing's almost dead. They pretty much killed themselves! Because you blew up the three spiders.
7 points of damage.
It's dead. I don't even need to... How much?
I said 7 points of damage.
It's dead.
Yeah.
I think it should have been the other way around. The spider should have went in first.
Doesn't matter what happened,
shit.
The spider got
f***ed
up.
Well, no, you f***ed the spiders up first, so if they'd been front and you f***ed those up first, same thing would have happened.
No, we would have gotten hit.
They would have gotten hit as well, but still.
Well, you would have got a chance to make a reflex save, so.
Okay, they all did yet? No.
Alright, so, that your turn?
Yep.
Mike, you go. You have two...
Did the viper explode when I killed it?
No, Mike, the vipers do not explode.
Wait,
they
I thought he was supposed to go.
No, Mike isn't going yet.
I'm at the top.
He did surprise round. Oh, wait. That's right.
Surprise round. So go.
I drink.
You drink?
You gave us potions, right?
So you take a potion?
Yeah.
All right, and you heal?
Yeah.
All right.
Were they potions or were they shots? Because they're
hot shots.
With hot shots, yeah.
But they're basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
It was just a D8 heal. Right?
Plus one.
Yeah.
GG.
You get a 1?
It landed literally.
Yep.
Yeah, 1. So I get 2.
Gotcha.
Yay.
GG.
Yay.
Top
two.
Of the round.
I'm a poke it.
I can't believe we got to the one round.
I'm a poke it.
I figured this would be one round of fuck. up, man. No. I was wrong.
No. There's a lot of things. A lot of things to go through.
What?
24 to hit.
With what?
I'm poking it.
Yeah, 24 hits. The Viper?
4 points of damage.
Is it dead?
Is it at one?
No!
One, is it? Yeah!
And then, all right, and I'm a 5 foot.
God damn you.
Poking 5 foot.
Okay. My go?
Your go.
Take a 5 foot step back.
God damn
it. Arc pistol that f***er. Does a 21 hit.
Have you
21 hits?
What?
Touch.
How do you get 21 from 8?
Yeah, really?
Plus 13.
What?
Wait.
Hold on. What level are you?
Plus 13. It's because the arc pistol he gave me. If the opponent is metal, I get a plus 3 to hit.
Okay, that's plus 3 to hit.
Yeah.
What did you roll? What's your base attack?
Base attack is 3.
That's, okay, plus 3 with the arc pistol, so that's plus 6.
Then the dex is 5.
That's 13.
The arc pistol was considered masterwork.
That only gives you a plus 1.
And I got point blank shot.
Plus an 8. So that's 14.
And point blank shot.
Yep, another plus 1.
Yeah,
he's got it.
Shit.
I don't doubt they had them, just the amount.
I hit this one for 12.
Take it off.
Okay.
It goes flying away.
Then I'll rapid shot.
Let it go.
And then I'll rapid shot that one over there.
Oh, you got a rapid shot. Oh, good. Thank you. Please send it.
3 minus 4. Does a 12 hit it?
It's what? Touch?
Yeah.
I really fucking hate you. It doesn't.
Are you serious?
Remember, it was 13 I had to do to hit it?
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's 13 to hit it. And you hit a 12.
Who got... rapid shot, is it minus 4 or minus 2? I've been doing minus 4 the entire time.
That actually, for a range, that actually sounds about right. Because essentially rapid shot is, you're almost doing the same thing as like doing two weapons.
Well, wait, what are you doing? What are you using?
Rapid shot.
With what gun?
With the arc pistol.
Okay. I just want to make sure you...
So, minus 4 then?
Yeah, it should be.
Right.
Okay, yeah, still misses.
Jake, when you get a chance, reread up the rules on pistols and using multi-weapons with it. Because that just sounds a little OP, but I'm not saying it's not possible.
No, it's
generally
because...
when you use your two weapons the same size, like a pistol...
No, the reason why it sounds broken is because this actually has like an ammo cartridge thing. Yeah, the pistols, you gotta reload every single time.
Yeah. Well, even with the advance, we got like revolvers and stuff like that.
You have rapid reload, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so, Mike, is it that the end of your turn?
Yep.
Alright, so there's one Viper remaining. He looks to his left, looks to its right.
Give himself a coup.
He looks at me, I tell him to run.
He looks at all of you.
I hiss at it.
You better
and all of a sudden, you see oil on the floor.
Wow. Props.
You broke my gun.
Next turn. Jay?
You broke my gun.
Oil's in front of you.
Sneeze on it. It'll die.
Just run. Go. Just go.
I'm frozen in fear.
Go. Just go.
It can't understand.
Punt.
Do you punt it?
I punt it.
Okay, roll for punt.
If you miss, I'll punt. 18.
Against what? AC?
Yeah, it's actually even a range touch attack, because I'm not doing it. Dead. Yeah,
is it range of touch or AC?
That's just a touch attack punch.
He's okay,
just,
it hits touch.
He isn't doing enough non-lethal
hit. Non-lethal damage.
Non-lethal.
Non-lethal.
What the hell?
He's literally letting it go.
So.
As he does that, as he's flying, Mike slice.
Well, there goes your non-lethal damage.
It was either going to be him or me.
Okay.
If that it almost
it's a rolled natural 12.
It almost rolled a 1.
Yeah, that's going to hit him.
I don't care. It hits. It's
in
over.
In the air.
So, that happens. All of a sudden, you hear a... Boom! 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 On the wall behind you.
Can I oil myself now?
The wall?
Yeah.
Back the f*** away from the wall.
Okay. You know? I'm gonna run away.
I'm gonna swap out my busted pistol for the spare I have in my bag.
Okay.
And put the weapon strap on that one.
Run me back further.
Okay. One thing to look up for guns later.
Further.
I know you can fire with two weapons.
Well, hold on.
I'm not sure if you can use
two weapons. You want to go this way, right?
And rapid fire in the same round.
Be there?
No. I'm not using two weapons.
Put it back. Put it back.
You're using two weapons. Boom, boom.
No. Basically, it's... If I'm fighting, like, weak things, I'm just using
the squishy sorceress.
As well, you shot with one, then you use rapid fire with the other.
Right now,
that's still the same thing. You can't... I am not sure whether you can...
discharge.
Use...
Boom. Rapid shot to actually...
Oh, he only rolled a 1 to heal.
Yeah.
Why do you think I pulled it out to try it?
I was wondering...
Oh, you hit. You hit. That's right. You only got 2 points of damage.
Exactly.
Alright, so...
And then I got hit by the extra bonus damage, even with my
penalty to your... For the offhand weapon would apply to the rapid.
I'm going
to
be the wall
small
spy.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not sure if you can use two weapons and a rapid shot.
Huh?
Might be
I only have 38
HP. You only have 30? I only have 36. Oh.
Because you got to think about it. General gun control is you're actually firing a gun with
your
hand like.
Alright, so.
Unless you have like an automatic pistol.
Okay. So this
is
just wall,
something to look about.
And all of a sudden, the wall, not explode, but like, it's almost like a controlled crumble as if like somebody is breaking it down with like an axe.
I was waiting for that.
Mr. Gromovich, tear down your wall.
And it breaks down, and light is coming from it, and you see a figure in it. And this figure, again, it's all black, but it's got this shape. It looks like it's sitting. It's on all fours, but it's sitting on its knuckles.
It's a gorilla.
Grenade?
Grenade.
Grenade. And it walks through, and it says, "Hello. May we be any assistance to you?"
Okay.
And as that happens, out comes, walking from around it, a feline figure. And as it comes out of the light, you see that it's yellow and spotted. It is the same creature that you three saw earlier in the morning.
Okay.
What'd you find, Prime? Oh, wow.
A talking ape.
More machines!
And a talking
kill it!
No! I wish I could say this was the strangest thing that I've seen today, but we just followed a couple of mechanical snakes and a
everywhere we go,
spastic wasp.
What's Megatron?
But at least he...
What did you say?
Who? What is Megatron?
I think Megatron is that thing.
Yes.
Do you actually play?
I think Megatron is that thing.
Who do you point to?
The big thing with the X. I don't know who Megatron is.
Who has an
axe?
There's a gorilla and a cheetah, bro.
You said something about
it. No, a gorilla and a cheetah.
No, I said it broke down as if somebody was taking a pickaxe to it. Nobody has a pickaxe. So who do you point to?
The big gorilla thing.
You might have been assisting, so maybe about...
The cheetah starts laughing hysterically at its rolling on the ground.
Again, not the strangest thing I've seen.
And what
again,
and
again.
What
is Megatron?
Hold on. What do you find so funny, Cheetor? It's like
found it. It was a -2.
The little mouse.
Okay, I know that, but I'm not
Oh, the one additional attack.
Okay. I'm not sure whether
I'm trying to role play here. So he's like, the little mouse thinks you're Megatron.
I called you a mouse.
It is small.
It's true.
I am.
Do you still poop on your head?
No, I washed that off in the river.
Alright.
Why am I gonna walk around for 5 hours and shit on my head?
I don't know.
Like, what the f***?
Because you're weird.
Mechanical goo.
Hey, I don't know what the f*** Megatron is. It's our first time being on this planet. And so far, every robot we've come across has tried to kill us.
Well, as you say, robot.
Greetings, sir.
Wait, the robot said that the gorilla transforms into a humanoid figure. I can assure you.
What?
Okay, that is suspicious.
I can assure you, I'm not Megatron. My name is Optimus Prime. And this is Cheetor. And the Cheetor gets up and he transforms. And we are the Maximals.
Isn't it?
Very original.
What's a Maximal?
Yeah, exactly.
We come from a planet called Cybertron.
Not everyone uses them.
We were supposed to be on a peaceful exploration.
So when peaceful?
When we were attacked by the Predacons. The Predacons are led by
this one. Let me guess, Megatron?
By the one that you heard called Megatron. Where did you learn that name from?
From a talking wasp.
From a giant wasp that I shot.
It seemed retarded, and it was easily bluffed by my lie.
Well, that's not surprising. Wasp are just the stupidest thing on this planet.
So that's his name.
Yeah, Waspinator. We kick Waspinator's ass up and down. It's a game we do every day.
Optimus seems like a real prick.
No, that's not Optimus. That's Cheetor saying.
Okay. Not to delay the point, but actually, maybe you can help us. We are actually seeking something that might be your possession. We need it to stave off an invasion on many of our home worlds.
Well, it is Maximal protocol to help those in need. Give me an engineering check.
Bad puns are bad. 28.
I know.
28.
It's so.
So you take out your thing. Your
he's shaking out his primal.
Just take out the scanner and it shows you that it's really close. And you look out the hole and you see a ship. You see a ship that's on this ledge and there's a small little sort of bridge of rock that bridges to like the plains. I take it all of you guys remember Beast Wars and how so that's what you're looking at. And you can see that it's like it's directly in front of you and the only place it could be is in that ship.
So yeah, I tell them what we're looking for is on the ship.
Apparently.
Yep.
Oh god, this is awkward.
We should take the ship.
I could use some rest. Do you have a place I can rest?
You can certainly rest on our ship, but what did you say about...
Why should we trust...
item that you're looking for is on our ship?
Someone told us to come here looking for something that would help us save our homeworlds, but the jackass who sent us never really gave us a description of what it does or what it looks like.
What?
What did you say it was called?
A piece of the Absolution.
Didn't give us a description, just gave us a device.
We refer to as an absolution, a piece or a shard of an absolution. Something he calls the absolution.
So, it says...
Guys, an absolution.
Optimus Prime goes, I just don't know what we could have on the ship that could be part of this absolution.
Take a look?
Can I see that?
Certainly. As Prime says, as Cheetor types up, maybe it's that thing I brought in from the planes this morning.
Oh, so you took it.
Well, before you met Waspinator, yes. You were following a cheater.
Cheetah.
A cheating cheetah? Does he have any little puffy things taste like cheese, they're crunchy and they're delicious.
Oh my god.
Oh wait, what's this? Dun, dun, dun. So they take you to the ship. You want to rest. They show you a They show you a bed, a little chamber for you to rest in.
Get my HP back.
What else do you... you guys say, we have it in the control room. So do you guys follow?
Just
you
guys take us right to the control room.
Why do you remain on this planet?
Well, our ship can pretty much do everything except fly. We came to this planet while fighting the Predacons, and we kind of crashed into each other.
Half-assed. Or asinine. That seems kind of asinine.
They attacked us. And they attacked us as we entered a warp hole. And it caused us all to crash onto the planet.
Oh, lovely.
Warp hole.
That makes sense. Well,
what about
let's fix it.
What about they're trying to fix it, but...
that's probably what they've been...
This primitive world doesn't exactly have all the equipment needed to help our ship fly again.
What about this item that you found? And I'm assuming you don't want something for nothing.
Well, if this item is important, we'll certainly just give it to you. It's of no importance to us. We've had one of our... members, Rhinox... looking at it, and he really sees no importance to it.
I have to ask, is it safe?
We haven't detected anything dangerous about it.
No radiation, no nothing?
Well, let's see what he's found. Excuse me.
I love you.
Grammar!
Good to help.
Grammar not so bad.
So, do you guys go to the control room?
Nah.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So you go to the control room, and in the control room is this robot... That's green and gray.
Is it in disguise?
No, it's not in disguise. But it looks like on his back, like it has a rhino head on the back.
Rhino,
or whatever.
Rhino. That's very original.
So wait, we have Rhinox, Cheetor.
What
was your name again?
What?
So I was like, we got Rhinox, got Cheetor, you got what's your name again?
Optimus Prime.
It's the only original thing here.
That's funny.
Sleepy.
And Tim's character is dead. So,
there's you.
Well, he is the DM.
Yeah.
False life.
Anyways, so. Rhinox is there and he's like, Prime, welcome back. And who are these things?
I am Marcus.
Be great.
Marcus, our sleepy friend, it was Talon. I forget your character's names.
Now,
I am Kayomi.
Not important.
And that is the thing need.
So hello, Marcus, Kayomi, and not important.
You get this in my eye.
That is the
what
thing
you guys
need
here for.
That thing. So we can leave this awful planet.
This thing that Cheetor brought in?
Yeah.
Okay. We found no strategic importance for us. Yay. No radiation, no Enertron.
What? Wait.
Enertron? What the heck is the Enertron?
Because your mom with that
mouth?
Enertron. That's what I meant, is Enertron. Let's go with it. I'm having problems speaking tonight.
I love this DM, man.
Thing that he's looking at, what does it look like?
What?
This dick.
Looks like a vibrator.
Does it look like a vibrator or a dick?
Fuck you.
It looks like
it's like this flat piece. It says T-O-M on it.
T.O. Morrow. Oh my god, it belongs to T.O. Morrow.
God, it's Tom's vibrator.
But it's like this like panel, like a rectangular panel. But it's a bit curved.
I'm willing to bet Tom even puts his name on his underwear.
The hell. I'm gonna bring it to him. Do your magic whoozits on this thing.
Why?
I don't know. They said they can find anything. Can you find anything?
There's no magic.
Nope.
What does it appear to be?
So wait, what is this?
You have knowledge engineering. It's like a long rectangle, but it's a bit curved.
Hold up. How about you do your engineering thing?
I know, that's what I'm trying to do. Hold up. So, if I ask them, did you guys detect any energy readings off of this?
No.
Then what the hell is this thing detecting?
Maybe it plugs into something.
Does it look like a key?
No.
I'm gonna put it close to the detector.
Didn't what's his face call you on the whatchamahoozers?
Yeah.
Call him back.
I'm gonna contact him on the detector. No, but I'm still trying to figure out how is.
Maybe there's a mineral in there that's detected. Maybe there's a signal that's given off that their sensors aren't detecting.
Probably.
Tom, bring me home.
I'm gonna call Tom. 9. Tom, bring me home.
Okay.
Leave me up, Scotty.
We kind of have there's kind of a problem to that.
Oh, fuck you.
You got what you're looking for. What the fuck's the problem?
Remember when I sent Marcus down and kind of with that sort of EMP type of thing helped you out with that giant wasp type of thing?
Yeah.
You fucked up.
Well, there seems to be something on the planet that reacted to that and caused an EMP and kind of shut our transporter down.
So hang on.
Good job.
Pause. I'm no engineer. But if your systems are down, how the hell are you talking to us right now?
The transporters are down. Not when your systems go down, it doesn't mean you lose everything. You still have
something.
This is why I'm not.
Lucky enough we have communication, but right now transporting is down and there's something big. Something activated when we activated our thing and it's causing our transporter to
Let me guess, you want us to go fix it.
Do you know anything?
Well, if you want us to transport you back,
I've
got a choice.
I look over at the giant rhino. You seem to be the smart one around here. Do you know anything that could possibly do that?
The only thing that could possibly interfere with it would be the energon fields.
Where?
Oh, we sent down an EMP that disabled Waspinator, but apparently something else affected that. Something large affected it.
That's when Cheetah's like, maybe it activated the new machine the Predacons had.
Don't like the sound of that.
The day just kicked in better.
Before Tom leaves, I have some questions to ask him. What the hell is this thing I have in my hands?
Well, what do you have in your hands?
I don't know. You tell me, because you never.
Well, what does it look like?
I describe it, and it has your name on it.
Yeah, it's a flat piece of metal. Is there a screen on this thing? I'm assuming there is, because, like, you know, futuristic and shit.
Not necessarily.
I can see it. Yeah, it looks like a piece of what we're looking for.
What is it?
We're only using analog.
We don't know. That's the point. But we know it's one of the pieces of the treasure.
It has your name written on it.
What it is.
Probably
I don't know why it has my name on it.
Your underwear.
I'm a sense motive of this fucker. I got it. 21.
He is being absolutely faithful. That's when Sarah picks up. There have been many Toms in the past.
Oh, fuck. So this is a place. Does this look like it could be a piece of Tom?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So this is part to Tom 1.0, is what you're saying.
So
it's certain by all my diagnosis, it looks like parts of Tom 1.0.
I hate you.
So we have part of an older Tom. What type of energy is this thing giving off? Because these futuristic robots or whatever, no one could pick up anything. He can't pick up anything with his magic mumbo jumbo.
But as you do that, doors open and a giant velociraptor, the same giant velociraptor, comes storming in from before.
Where's Chris Pratt? Quick!
Time!
And that is it for this episode of
Tom's Toonami D&D. I almost called it Beast Wars there for a second. I was so into everything because, you know, Dinobot is here. But remember, if you have any emails or comments that you want to leave the show, you can email us at absolutionnetwork132@gmail.com. And make sure you leave a comment on the site at www.an.132productions.com, where you can find all our other 132 Productions content that, of course, includes CMG's Wrestling Reviews and Tom's Prerogative. So, until next time, my D&D Fantasy Tsunami Generation, keep rolling them D20s.
Hope you enjoyed it. This is Tom, signing off. And until we meet again, you know the rest.